Philip Semper, PF, the Deserving Care, today's date is 08-20-2025. Your patient is for Miss Chloe Tanner. Tanner spells T-A-N-N-E-R. Chloe spells C-H-L-O-E. Date of birth is 07-30-07-31-1990. This is a 35-year-old female. A with flank pain, abdominal pain. Period. Patient said this has been going on for a while and it's gotten worse today. Said approximately 2 weeks or so. She describes being a sharp, said pain sometimes radiate down to her groin region, period. And said pain is worse with motion and touch, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports leg pain. Next line, she reports vaginal itching and vaginal discharge. She said discharge is whitish. Next line, patient reports vaginal burning. Next line. Patient reports frequent urination and painful urination, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Superior next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert oriented. Patient's speech is slurred. Next paragraph. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of premier. Blood pressure is 123 over 80. Pulse 103. 8. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Tenderness in the right flank. No rebound, no guarding. She has tenderness in the suprapubic region. No visible peristalsis. Bowel sounds are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Patient has multiple tattoos. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, patient's speech is slurred. She has lateral nystagmus. Pupils have been pointed bilaterally. Next line. Cranial nerve 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood is in effect. Patient's mood is depressed. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is urinary tract infection. Number 2 is vaginitis. Number 3 is polysubstance abuse. Number 4 is kidney stones. Number 5 is hematuria, period. Next paragraph, urinary tract correction. A urine analysis was done. Urine analysis revealed blood and leukocyte test arrest, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done today. Ultrasound revealed kidney stones. No other abnormalities were noticed on ultrasound of her abdomen and pelvic. Next paragraph. The following blood work were done. A patient recently had chlamydia and gonorrhea. Tested by urine, these were negative. Today I'm going to do RPR and HIV and hepatitis B, CBC, CMP, TSH. PMP aware was reviewed, data from PMP aware was reviewed, multiple benzodiazepine. Prescription, the latest was 8-16-2025, ratio received 60. And the trend appears to be from 3 different providers. period. Next paragraph. I will go ahead and start this patient on Suboxone, 8/2 milligrams, 3 times daily, for 30 days. We had a discussion about the program and what the expectation of for this patient. She was strongly encouraged to discuss with the providers of her benzodiazepines and informed them that she's on Suboxone and the need for her to be off of these medications while on Suboxone. Patient became tearful. She, when we reviewed the drug screen, her drug screen reveals the following. Meth, amphetamines, benzodiazepine, amphetamines, ecstasy, morphine, and marijuana. Patient was asked if she's driving. She says no, her boyfriend is here with her and he will be driving, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily, number 1. Next medication, Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 4 days, number 8. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for pain. Next medication, Suboxone, 8/2 milligrams SL film. She would take 1 film SL 3 times daily for 30 days, number 90, no refills. And patient and I had for a discussion about the Suboxone program. She said she would like to stay on that program because she has a 2-year-old child for whom she would like to be off of drugs to see her grow up with a sober mother, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.